Yo, do you have the computer that like follows? Do you have the webcam that like follows you where you go?
I do. It's crazy. I actually don't know how to turn it off. Like in Google Meet, it doesn't do this, but on Zoom, it's tracking me. It's kind of crazy.
That looks insane. It feels like you're vlogging right now. It feels like you're out and about.
Yeah, no, it's insane. I haven't gotten used to it, but I guess this is the future. This is where technology is leading us. It's evening where you are.
It is. I feel like I'm you only because of the fact that or where you're at, because for a minute, it is nighttime where I'm at. Because currently, right now, I am doing this like Wear Many Hats world tour, and we're like traveling all around the world, just getting the podcast out there,
Hell
meeting a lot of
yeah.
people. And I'm literally. It's been a minute since I've gone through burnout, but I'm definitely going through like conversation burnout because I'm kind of saying
Oh
the same
no.
thing. But
Yeah.
I try to switch it up a bit. But the first half of the leg of the tour, I was rocking like a Osmo Pocket like type DJI like all right Gear Talk like type like video camera that was just like following me around everywhere, and then. I maxed out the memory in Taipei, and I was like, you know what? I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, that's crazy that you're on this world tour. Where are you right now?
I'm currently in Ho Chi Minh City,
Wow.
Saigon, in Vietnam.
I'm so jealous. That sounds incredible. And you're in Taipei already. I've been following your Instagram stories and it looks incredible. I didn't realize that was like in real time. I wasn't sure if you had been like traveling and posting later or if that was it seems like you were there, which is dope.
Oh, so with posting, oh, I love that you brought this up. This is gold. So with posting, everything's later, Graham, because I shoot and film.
Right.
And with the stories, with Instagram stories, no, that's in real time. If people the
Right.
only if people are later gramming stories, which I know some, that's psychotic behavior.
Right. I rarely post, so I'm like completely late to even how it works. But wait, were you where in Taipei did you go?
I love that, we're starting off hot. I was in
I'm just,
Taipei
yeah.
for Hot Second, but I also saw that you were in Jifen.
Yes, ages ago, which is a magic. Did you go? I feel like you did. I can't remember, but it's a magical place.
It's it was it was amazing.
Yeah, it's, I mean, like the story of like that's where Spirit Away is inspired by, et cetera. And I feel like it completely, whether that's like myth or actual fact, I feel like it definitely like checks that box. Like you get how magical it is, which is incredible.
I didn't know.
Yeah, no, apparently that's where Miyazaki like based the like Spirited Away town from, with the kind of like winding streets and the lanterns. I remember going there and just being like, oh shit, yeah, I could see it. It's a beautiful like mountain town.
I know. I was like
Yeah.
speechless when I got there. I took the bus and it was scenic and it was really fast. The public transportation there is impeccable. It's flawless. And
Yeah.
I wish I spent a night there. I just did a whole day trip there. I wish I spent like 3 days there because I also got in, like I went to the ocean and I went to the rocks and I did a Wear Many Hats live with like these two friends at the rocks. And I was
Oh,
like,
dude, nice.
it was sick. And I was like, they were so friendly. Shout out to them. And I asked them, I was like, so what is this ocean? I thought that there would be like a special name. They're like, the Pacific. And I was like, okay, asshole.
Yeah, duh. That's amazing that
It
you were there. Yeah, I didn't spend a night. I went with like my family. It was like I think like 4 or 5 years ago. I'm Taiwanese, so my parents go back every year, and they like I was like the last time I had been was a while before that, and I was like we should go to Jiufen, and my grandmother, who's like I think she's like 90, two now. She's like, she came with us. She's still very active, and like they had been before, obviously, but they're like, yeah, we should take Albert to this place. And yeah, it's incredible. It's amazing because like as you drive up, the city kind of reveals itself in the mountains. It's like kind of like a little rainy, kind of like foggy, and it's just like whoa. And you see all of these like lanterns and the like tea houses perched on the cliffs, and the rocks, and it's like yeah, just nothing short of magical. So I'm glad that you were able to go there too, because I feel like a lot of people don't know about it, or like a lot of people I feel like don't visit Taiwan as much as like maybe like Japan or like Tokyo or Korea. So amazing.
I'm getting goosebumps. Like for starters, I didn't know you were Taiwanese.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Second off, dude, no, Taiwan is super underrated. And you're not even gonna believe this. So I didn't expect to go to Taiwan at all. I actually, so when I went to Thailand, I
Yeah.
went everywhere in Thailand and I happened to be there for a whole month for the world tour. I actually met Taiwanese people in Thailand. And they were like, you gotta come visit. And I
Dude,
didn't know it was
yeah.
gonna be like the month later.
Yeah. Wait, so you've literally been everywhere. How, when is the world tour end? You're like, I mean, you're on conversation burnout, but like how, what is the how many cities are you hitting? How many like conversations are you having? Like, what is the end? Is the end near? Or are you like, oh, I'm on the first leg?
Oh no, this is I don't know what leg this is, but it actually started in September of 2023. I've been doing this tour
Okay.
for six for almost 6 months.
Jesus.
And
Yeah.
yeah, after Taiwan, I went to Cambodia, and Cambodia was incredible. And then before that, before Taiwan, I was in KL, Kuala Lumpur, where I'm Malaysian. And
Yeah.
so after Cambodia, I'm in Vietnam and I've just been seeing all of Ho Chi Minh. And after Ho Chi Minh, we're going to Da Nang. And then after Da Nang, I'm going up to, I might go to G, it's the loop. Have you heard of, it's called Hajiang Loop.
Oh,
And
nice.
it lasts for 3 days. And I would go with an easy rider because I'm definitely not going to ride
Right.
a bike. Through this like
Yeah.
crazy loop, maybe friend and guest of the show, Matt Kingwood,
Yes.
but
Oh, totally. Yeah,
totally.
he'd be.
And then after
Oh, yeah, I'm
that,
looking this up. This is crazy.
yeah, it's insane. It's insane. It's giving like all these like crazy movies I used to see that people just like kind of drop out of life to do. But anyways, after that, go back to KL. And then I'm there for a bit, and then I go to Osaka,
Oh man,
which you've been to too.
I have been to Osaka, yeah, a few times. Have you gone to Japan before?
I've been to Tokyo twice,
Okay.
and we did that last year for the that was one of the we did Seoul and Tokyo was the start of the world tour, but I've been to Tokyo in my 20s and
Yeah.
Tokyo in my 30s, but Osaka will be the first time, and then go to Kyoto. All
Yeah, dude.
because you're not gonna believe this, but I'm starting a matcha company. And
What?
so,
Hell
yeah, so,
yeah. That's incredible.
and yeah, it's so insane. You're the, I've dropped hints here and there on the show, but this is actually happening because I met a friend in KL who has his own matcha business that connected me with a matcha farmer and
Yeah.
matcha.
Dude, I'm all for matcha. Is like the only thing that I drink tea. I don't drink coffee, which is like a weird, I feel like everyone drinks coffee, but matcha is like the only thing that is like slightly caffeinated. I know it, I mean it's has a decent amount of caffeine, but I feel like it doesn't fuck me up the way that coffee does. And
No,
I'm
it's the
like,
best.
this it, yeah, I'm I support this. Sign me up. I would love to. Once you're in production, I would love to buy a box or whatever, however
Oh,
you
don't
package
worry.
it.
I'm hooking up every
Yeah.
guest on the show with
Let's go. Yeah,
matcha.
yeah. A matcha test it. Yeah, I'm all for it.
It's right now in the works. Yeah, I the people I'm gonna meet, they're super sweet. They're like down to host me. It's like a whole thing. We already have it set. I can't believe this is actually happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I don't know what's gonna happen next after that
You
trip.
have to go, dude. You have to go to Nyoshima and Teshima, the R Islands. If they're like, I would say, I'm gonna say like 5 hours west of Tokyo, right? I don't know if you've heard of them, but it's
No.
the most insane. There's basically two R Islands that, if Jofun is magical, like Naoshima and Teshima, you have to go to both of them. You like take the train from Kyoto, like a few hours, and then I think there's like a port city, I can't remember what it's called, and another ferry to Naoshima. And it's basically an island filled with art. Like there's a Tyrell, a
Oh, yeah.
Monet, and a Walter de Maria. Yeah, it's like, it feels like heavenly art on earth. And then Teshma's, a neighboring island that you have to take another ferry to. But I've been like sending, I went a couple of years ago with my best friend who's Australian. So we kind of like met halfway during the, like right after the pandemic had kind of like relaxed a little bit. It was incredible. There's like a this bar called Bar Saru, and after that trip I've been telling like all my friends, like, you have to go and say what's up to this bar. It's like, it's just like one dude. It's smaller than my very tiny New York apartment, but you can like draw on the walls and like you would love it. I think you should totally go. It's absolutely worth it. Probably the most, what, like, yeah, one of the most incredible places I've visited.
I'll do it. If you tell me,
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I,
That's
let me,
the
yes.
that's like the I've been it's all oh man, I'm trying to stay away from this word, but yeah, I've just been getting recommendations from people on the road of like
Yes.
where I should go next, and like
Yeah.
I actually take them.
You no, you have to. I think this is like, if I were to give one recommendation, you're like already in Japan, right? Like you're halfway around the world. It's kind of a slog because it's like 5 hours. People are like, oh, why don't we just stay in Tokyo or go to Kyoto? It's like there's so much more, it's so much more well known. There's so much stuff to do. But Naoshima and Teshima, especially I think this time of year, it's going to be incredible. It's actually like, I've used this word like twice already, but nothing short of magical, especially the Teshima Museum. Like it actually feels like surreal and extraterrestrial. I
Damn.
also don't want to say more. Like you can't take photos. Like don't even look it up. Just like you have to book a couple of the museums in advance.
Yeah, like the
But
Terrell
the, yeah, the
house.
Naoshima Museum, like, yeah, that's amazing. The museum just has three artists, right? It's like a Tadao Ando concrete structure, and you can check it out. But the Teshima Museum is like otherworldly, and I don't want to say anymore. It's actually incredible. Try and go in the morning if you can too. Like it's all day, I think, but the morning is like particularly particularly nice.
You know, this world
I'll
tour has
follow up on
been,
this. Yeah.
oh yeah. This world tour has been so special to me only because of the fact that, you know, we're Asian and
Yeah.
you don't want me to say less, right? But, you know, when people don't know that, like, when you're in Asia, it's really easy to get around after. You just got to get here. You have to, like, just beat the long flight. And then when you're here,
Yeah.
it's cheaper than it's inexpensive to bop around than like in America, like going from
Oh yeah,
state to
for sure.
state. It's like kind of insane. I tried to like express this to the locals, like, and they've never been, you know, to some have never been to America. And I'm like, yo, if you got it, come. If you don't, you're fine. You know, you're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, just do like just bop around Asia while you can. It's just like it's I mean, I get it, but it's just so easy to get around.
It's so easy. It's also like so different from, like, I feel like Japan is a place where like everything that we like in the Western kind of like, fashion, cinema, art, clothing, what, like drinking culture, like they value the same things, but they do it in such a different way that it just feels like a complete 180. Like it's like the an alternate dimension, and you're like, damn, that's That was the most tasty thing that I've tasted, but I actually had no idea what it was. And you can't replicate that here, even in New
No.
York, where it's like, super diverse, but the dedication and difference in how they like do these things is really special. So yeah, I think Asia is once you beat the long flight, because it is pretty long, it's like,
It's long. It's long.
yeah, you can watch like all three Avatars, like all three, or all three Avatars, all three Lord of the Rings, and you're like, fuck, I still have like 6 hours.
I did that with John Wick and The Matrix.
Yes, yeah, it's like endless. But
Oh,
once you do that, then you're like battle tested, and you can, and the then you've made it out of it.
This is Wear Many Hats with your host, Rashad Rostam. You can find us on all platforms and at wearmanyhats.com. WMH and Desar is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you. Albert Chang is a designer and art director based in Brooklyn. Albert's work revolves around brand identity and is currently design lead at Squarespace, where he oversees a team of talented brand creatives. I met Albert IRL at Hester Street Fair when Commercial Type and Desar hosted our first ever Zine Fair, and he pulled up to the Wear Many Hats table. Fast friends later, I knew we had mutuals in common. Albert's work has been recognized by Art Directors Club, Communication Arts, DNAD, and Ad Age. Albert uses a basketball as his profile pic. No Spalding, just Albert. Ball is life. Please welcome Albert Chang to Wear Many Hats.
Thank you. That was great. I like the bit that you threw in at the end. There's a story about that basketball, actually.
Please tell.
A good friend of mine, yeah, on the last day of my, I think 2 jobs ago, a good friend of mine, Drager, who is like emotions, like he's a w absolute wizard. They threw up a kind of like farewell video, and he just made this super cut of all of the things that they knew about me, and it was like Lord of the Rings themed basketballs, like Bon Iver was playing, this like crazy amalgamation, and it ended with this spinning basketball, and I was like, damn, I need this as a screenshot, and so I've been using it as my profile picture ever since. And a huge basketball fan, of course.
I was
That
gonna
goes without
say,
saying. Ball is life. Yeah, the
yeah.
Lakers, dude. I'm a Lakers fan.
Wait, really?
Hell yeah, big Lakers fan since 1997, since Kobe joined the league, and they won last night against the 2 seed Bucks. We don't have to get into it, but I was super excited that it was a 7:30 game, not a 10:30 game, because that's been kicking my ass in the New York time zone. But got to go to bed early and got to see them win, so it was a W all around. Do you follow
But
basketball?
I do during playoff season, not, and I
Right.
can't follow right now, obviously. This is not happening. The only thing I can follow right now is American pop culture and like
Yeah.
news. But sports can't take up my brain right now unless I'm like just only for me working out. I can't, I barely follow sports when I'm back home, but when I'm in it, I'm in it. But it's all around. I don't know how people can like eat, breathe, live sports or like
It's tough.
have
It's
a
like,
fantasy league.
yeah.
Sports betting, I get it.
Just to get a rush. Yeah. I've actually never done fantasy. I can't keep up with that. It's like what just too much. I have friends that are like deeply involved, but I just watch, and I'm only mainly just follow the Lakers.
Because I was going to
The
ask,
Knicks are
are
good now too, though.
no oh, okay,
Yeah.
that's
I
interesting
probably
to
just
me.
jinxed it. Yeah, they are good. It's crazy for now,
Are
but
you from LA? You're not from LA, are you?
I'm from the Bay Area, so
Oh, okay.
I was kind of outcast growing up. Like all my friends were Warriors fans, but when I first started growing up, it was like I think the first basketball game, I can actually remember this. The first basketball game I watched on TV, it was like ABC Sunday. It was the Sixers versus the Lakers
Let's
during
go.
like the height. Hell yeah. Yeah. Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant rivalry. And I immediately fell in love with both of those
The
players.
answer.
The answer and the Black Mamba. And I was like, damn. And so I've always loved, I've loved those both those players, and also kind of just chose the allegiance to the Lakers because they were good. They were bad too for a long time, but at the time they were good. And I never was like, oh, the Warriors sucked for
A
ages.
long time.
Yeah, horrendously bad. And so all of my friends, like, we'd be able to go to games for cheap, but I was like, this is like, I don't want to like throw any of their players under the bus, but I was like, damn, dude, I don't want to watch.
Trash. Yeah, I know. I know. It was
It
easy
was bad.
to go to Sixers. I'm from Philly, so I used to go to a bunch
Oh,
of
word.
Sixers
Okay.
games growing up. It was easy to go to Sixers games. And I had a great time, but once I left, damn man, once I left and everyone started coming to Philly for some odd reason, like I don't really understand it, but they still lost every single time. Like they were so close and then they would
Yes,
just
yeah.
lose it.
They're good now. They're good now. I
We say
mean,
that all the
Joel
time
Embiid's
though.
injured.
Well, that's Philly for you.
Yeah, that's the curse. Yeah, sports are tough. I feel like it's like either you're good, anything can happen. Like someone can get injured and then whatever, someone can, yeah. So I think I used to be much more diligent like growing up, and then these days I've learned to not have my expectations so high. And not to sports bet for that reason. Like
Oh, yeah, I've
anything more than
lost.
$5.
No, I've won and I've lost.
Yeah.
I've laughed and
There was
I've
like,
cried.
yeah, exactly. There was a time where they like sports betting had just come to New York, and they're like, it was like when Uber first launched, and it was like, you get 20 free rides of $20. And it was like the same thing with like DraftKings. And so I feel
Yeah.
like everyone was like just betting because you actually couldn't lose. And that's how they get you. And then you kind of crash and burn once you're on the platform. But
That's
yeah,
happened.
I no longer, yeah, I don't sports bet.
My choice of luggage has been interesting. My main hoodie is a vintage Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles hoodie. And when I rock it around, people look at me like, what is this?
That's a grail, dude. People don't know. That's interesting that you bring that as your like your world tour. No, like in all the photos, you're gonna be like the Philly Eagles guy, and
Yeah,
that's good. Represent, respect.
but they disappoint me, like every time, and I've lost.
Yeah.
Except the one time, which was it was like what 2019, 2018, 2019, they won the Super Bowl. I was in Greenpoint the day before I
Yeah.
got. I tell everyone this. I did get an eagle tattoo, but
Oh, nice.
everyone thinks I got, well, I kind of push it a little to say that I got an Eagles tattoo before they played, and that's how they won. No,
Yeah, right.
they almost lost. They literally almost lost. So, but they won.
Of course, I mean, yeah, that's dedication. You like spoke it into existence.
Exactly.
It could have been a lot, you see those stories like on Reddit where it's like 2024 are NBA champions, and like they choose an obscure team and you're like, holy shit. And then you never hear from them again. But if they do win, like in your case, that's like your luck is just, you should have went and got like a lottery ticket or like
I should have, and I should have betted that
a,
time. I didn't bet.
yeah.
Oh, I did win in the family betting, but no, not,
That counts.
yeah, not, no DraftKings. I don't even think it
Right.
existed back then, but yeah, damn.
I don't think it was legal.
No. Are you Are you a Reddit guy?
No.
Oh.
Well, so there was like a period where I like deleted all my social media. And Reddit was the only app that was like still on my phone. And for whatever reason, like on your like home screen, it just like had all these notifications. So I was getting all these like Reddit stuff. And dude, Reddit is the craziest part of the internet for sure. Like by and large, like Instagram is addicting, TikTok's addicting, but I like go on these like purges and like for whatever reason, like Reddit, just I never used it. And I was getting, and I was like, holy shit, dude, you can find so much insane content and like stories. And it's all like, it's all like text, like you're reading it. So you kind of like impart your own kind of like narrative voice. And I'm like, dude, people are crazy.
People are
And it's,
crazy.
yeah.
The stories are good though.
Stories are good.
You've never done it, almost makes me sound like I'm like, fanning for Reddit, which I do, but like when you're sick or anything like that, when you're trying to like cure yourself, do you
Yeah.
ever, some people WebMD, but do you ever
Yes.
Reddit MD?
That's so funny you brought that up because I had like, I was sick a couple weeks ago. I was like on Reddit, like sore throat remedies. And people like just like are just say the most random things. Like it's never like fact checked. Like people are like, yeah, like drink, like I swear by this, and they'll like be like chug a bottle of whiskey or like do like like that's like one of the like more tame ones, but some of the stuff you're just like there's no way this is true, or maybe it is. I get you never know, but the imagination is boundless and Reddit is truly the most interesting place to find answers.
It is.
So
It's the last place I kind of weirdly trust is reaching, but more so like believe in the internet, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, I
Because
love Reddit. They just IPO'd, and I'm like, yeah, good for them.
that's
They like,
exact.
yeah.
I'm not saying I bought a stock. Maybe I did. I did. But it's like, where can you go now? I mean, the internet now, I mean, so you, when you left social media, I mean, you're back on, it's like, what do we have left? There's people that are creating new phones to like stop you from being on phones, which doesn't make any sense because there's like a Spotify app on there too. Like ridiculous. Like every, it's like, I read something like that I got off of Twitter from friend and guest of the
From
show,
X.
Rachel. From a friend and guest of the show, Rachel Amandi. She tweeted something that said on the lines of, all right, this is about to get like a little not dark by any means, but like I'm trying to
Okay.
summarize this in, but like someone wrote, not a tweet, but like I think this is hilarious. On Reddit, she wrote this on Reddit, and it somehow people bring Reddit to Twitter, which is pretty awesome. But someone
Yeah.
wrote, not only does it feel like something wicked this way comes, but there is also this feeling that the whole world is holding its breath, almost as though we are all waiting for some catalyst or sign or event that puts an end to this feeling of being put on hold. This vague, unexplained unease we feel, something terrible lurking just out of our field of vision, but we all feel it closing in. I kind of count the number of people who have told me they wish that whatever is going to happen would just get on with it. That this waiting for the thing in the darkness is unbearable. I know it's a little deep.
Wow.
I know. And I could, and I thought, like, to summarize with, like, we're all on the same internet. Regardless of like what we see, it feels like we'll cross paths of something.
Yeah.
The comments and the tweets coming are just like so hilarious. Like people are like, bitch, that's anxiety. Like it's like and like I sent it to friends and people are like, it's because like the election is coming, there's
Yeah.
like that kind of situation. But
Pandemic trauma, like
exactly, pandemic
yeah.
trauma. And obviously people aren't talking about that anymore. Now people are are talking about, like, now just like just infrastructure is just like falling apart, left and right. What's your take? What do you think?
On that quote about impending doom and like
Yeah.
aliens, AI taking over, like that, my mind immediately was like, are they talking about like AI? Like, or I was like, yeah, that's anxiety. I think, but I, you know what? I think a lot of people share that, like, that ideal and share those feelings. I think it's like a mixture of kind of like post or not post pandemic, like just the COVID kind of like how it uprooted everyone's lives. And we're still like working from home, working remotely. And we both, you know, you're on a world tour, but like in New York, I feel like there's just been this shift of like, wasn't quite this, isn't quite the same as like it might have once been. I remember like heading into 2020, everyone was like they're like, this is my year, this is amazing, like everything. And then all of a sudden there was like murder hornets, Kobe Bryant died, and
Yeah,
the
that's right.
election, the pandemic, and it's just been this like doom spiral. And I think our attention span has just been so locked in because we had to be. For like survive, like we had to pay attention. We were like glued to the TVs when our like when we had like a 4 day election that and like you know January. So like it was just like insane shit happening, and we were like super dialed in. And so I feel like we're more sensitive, and then also just people are just like never got a chance to like go on a vacation after that and like
Right.
really kind of reset. Like we're still all just work from home. I feel like also, yeah, just like lack of social interaction, just like constantly being online definitely adds like a layer of burden and impending doom. But you know, summer's coming. We're like spring. There's like cherry blossoms on my block the other day, and it's like, oh, nice. Everything is gonna be okay. So I think it's a cycle.
I love the positivity. I love that you switched it up.
No, yeah, I think it's. Yeah.
That was
The
genius.
Lakers won last night. I keep going back to that, but yeah, it's cherry blossom spring is it was like 7 degrees in New York and people were like acting crazy. And you know, like so I think once summer rolls around, there will be a lighter feeling. It always happens. It's like seasonal depression in New York.
You're so right. And it just feels like seasonal depression just like went longer.
Yeah. For sure.
And on top of like
But
it raining constantly, turning into like
yeah, we
Seattle.
had
Yeah.
10 weeks, 10 weekends of like, it was like just the weekends. It was like kind of nice. And the weekend was like 10 weekends of straight rain. And I think when you're kind of like stuck inside, anyways, it just doesn't really. But I don't know if there's going to be a catastrophic event like that one Reddit user kind of suggested. Maybe there is it's possible, but what do you think it would be like aliens or AI, like a sentient AI, like just as like wait, I've discovered it ex machina style. And
These are all good points. I agree with all of them. I love that now you're switching it out to me because you seem like a positive person, and the how you answered the question was very like towards the end. But everything's gonna be okay. Me, I have someone, my father, told me that like I now like am too deep into things, but I'm it's just conversation for me at this point, and it's not, I get that I get deep into things, but I don't go conspiracy deep, but you know, there's a lot of factors. You know, the AI thing, job scarcity, like people are like lose, like there's just so many layoffs and like you know people, like it's just one after another, and then you know wars going on. The one for some reason this one sticks out to me. Because you're a huge Kobe Bryant fan. And when Kobe passed, I'm sure that you were devastated.
I was.
And I was devastated too. But what I couldn't believe, I thought like everyone else, he was gonna grow old. And who knows, he would probably be some, he's already figured, but like just like ongoing forever. It happened because he died in a helicopter accident crash. And now this whole Boeing thing. Okay, so like
Oh
we
shit.
got we this like this whole like helicopters and then like private planes and then just like regular, just regular ass, planes now. Look, I know I'm starting to sound like, okay, I do have a podcast and like I'm like literally like turning into all those people. But you know that I'm going on this world tour. I'm in a plane every week. I'm literally in a plane every week. Honestly, no,
A
that's a
Boeing
lie.
plane? Do you check?
I do check now. I never checked before. It's kind of insane. I also do Reddits on like, yo,
Oh
like
God, yeah, no, you can't.
flight, like, well, not on bad planes, but more like, what airlines are bad. Like they'd be like
Spirit.
AirAsia is the spirit of Asia. And so, yeah, so like there's just all these different factors, but I try to also look on the good side, being like, but there are some people that are sharing the same type of things that I'm going through. And so it's going to be like all fun games or whatever. It's sometimes it just doesn't seem like that. And then I'm still on Twitter and, it's all bad news there. So.
No, yeah, it's like a doom loop. But I think what you said, like, father knows best, right? I think everything that we've been through, whether it's like layoffs, right? And general depression, heartbreaks, whatever it may be, like millions of people have also went through that, and for hundreds, like thousands of years. And like it's all documented too. Like you can find people writing on stone tablets, or I'm sure you can, but like or like manuscripts of like, today was a bad day. And I think that that's partly comforting, but also just reinforcing that like life, it's life. Like it's gonna suck sometimes, but it doesn't suck all the time. So I feel like,
Doesn't.
yeah, I feel like your dad is right in saying that like you're too deep in it, like, but if you take a step backward, you're like, oh yeah, I mean, shit, like people have gone through it, and we will, you will too.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, there are definitely a lot of moments like every week. I have been saying, like, I can't believe this is happening. Like,
Yes,
I'd be on a
Diddy.
cliff.
I mean, this is like very popular. Like the P. Diddy thing that is happening, that is dominating my. I'm like, what is going on?
It's like that's the thing, right? I during this whole world tour, there's a lot of highs for me personally by like I'll like be seeing like all this like crazy amazing things that I've like read in books as a kid in real life. But on the other side, there's like crazy shit that's happening at the same time. Like, with what you just said, that is just like kind of insane because it's like
It's like the
dominating.
theater of the absurd. Yeah, I'm like, people, I think the media also just kind of like, as soon as there's like a thing, like the Boeing thing, or like they just completely like latch onto it because they know everyone will click on it, and it's like
It's
you
gone
can't
out of
avoid
control.
it. Yeah.
And I love that when I love that you said the media, because it used to be like Red Wing people going like the media, but now it's everyone going the media.
The media. I think people realize, I mean, it's like we're just constantly on our phones, and it's constantly bombarding with content. like, and every platform. So yeah, it's hard to escape. You kind of need to like detox a little bit, or just like turn off notifications.
They're really trying to get us. Well, I don't know what society thinks of like people anymore. Like, there are outlets that are saying like Rick Ross and so and so unfollowed Drake. I'm like, why is this on my feed? Like, I can't believe this is happening.
You also don't know if it's like true, like, or like,
Oh
you know,
God,
or
that's
like
like a
what
whole nother
I
thing.
can, yeah, like, yeah, it's, I feel like, and they use that too. Like people use, like, you ever post like a black and white photo of like an older celebrity and your heart skips a beat and you're just like, oh shit. And they're just like, you know what I mean? Like, I think I saw
Oh
that
yeah,
recently
when
with someone.
something's like, yeah, when someone's trending that day, you're like,
Yeah,
what
and you're just
happened?
like, what? Yeah. It's so it's scary. I mean, I think that there's like there's no right way to navigate it. Like I feel like our brains are kind of like are devolving in real time to kind of like subscribe to these kind of like stimuli.
And stimuli, my eyes just like got bigger when the film the when the when your camera just pointed at your USMs.
Oh yes, the my TV console.
Dude, does every designer now in Brooklyn own a USM? I have to bring that up because it's in like everyone's homes now.
I think so. I got these secondhand, so I feel a little better. I mean, I don't know if that's like a
Same.
any consolation, but there was like a time during like COVID when we were just like all at home, and I was like everyone was shopping the same things. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it. But I my friend, I have multiple friends that have the USM, whatever, like certain chairs, certain things, like we've all become carbon copy. I think it's also just media, just like we're all advertised, like they're like, oh, you're a 30 something designer in Brooklyn. Like you'll probably take advantage of this 60% off USM, you know? And so everyone's like, wait, me? Yes. And so I think everyone has it.
No, I was definitely I am for that. But I'm just cutting out a lot in my life. I mean, with things. I don't own things anymore. Like a lot of my stuff is in storage. And
And
but
you've been traveling
I've
everywhere.
just been traveling. I cut
Do
my
you pick
life in
things
half.
up? Yeah. Like, do you like get like keepsakes and like tiny like tchotchkes to remember the places you've been?
I don't. I thought about that. I thought about those that do that. But that's not me. I'm not an artifacts guy. I'm not, one would say, a hoarder. Like I can't. I'm just like, this is so like my friends, they run this house called Speak Low. They were my neighbors too. Their whole house was filled with stuff that they brought back. And I just can't do it. And I don't know. It just doesn't go with like the furniture I have. I'm also like too, I'm too, I I'm too minimal. Like I can't. The most
That's a lot of
I
commitment. It's like, what are you going to do with it too?
exactly. I would just give it away after, but I hate bringing shit back. But I do have posters and artworks on the wall. And a round table for dinner.
I feel like the artifact thing is like there's always like some tension. I feel that way about books too.
Oh, books.
Like I love books. I read and like just having certain ones. Once you finish it, you're kind of like, I'd rather just give it away, you know, because they just like take up so much space and they're so loud. Like some of them are so loud, you know, like the book jackets. And I feel like it just, yeah, I'd rather just like loan it. That's like a tough one for me, is to have a ton of books after you've already read them.
I remember when I was of my I remember my first book fair. That like printed matter years and years and years ago, like almost like a decade. I remember I bought so much books from the book fair and zines and realized that none of it matters.
Yeah. I mean, I still have like you probably do you have like a box where they all kind of like, you know, compile and you like yeah. I have one of those like from my first scene, or like they're like you'll get like a brochure or like get like some free posters and like same thing with tote bags, right? You just have like 70 tote bags and like someday you will use them or someday you'll like flip through and be like, oh, that was interesting. But yeah, it's just a lot of stuff too.
A lot of
Like
stuff.
a lot of paper, yeah. But I mean, I mean, at the zine fair that I met you, I bought a couple like tiny things, and I still have them, and they're like functional. Like I had bought these like dice keychain that I can't remember the vendor, but it's like some things are like, you know, bring a little bit of joy, and it's always good to support those places rather than like buying just like random
Oh, definitely.
stuff. Yeah. So. Yeah, I enjoy it, but I agree that the zine thing. And I mean, you make tons of merch too. You're on the world tour promoting the stuff, right?
Yo, I'm just glad that like I feel like the merch scene has died down a bit. We are making like a lot of new things, and it's going to be my office is going to be like filled with like a bunch of new merch, but I feel like merch has been dying down. You know how like everyone and their mother had merch?
Yeah.
Even Girl Scouts have merch. You know, like everyone has merch.
It's too much. It's getting out of control, I think.
Your favorite restaurant does not need a t-shirt.
Well, I disagree. I know where this is going, maybe. That is, I mean, I feel like let's hear what you have to say. No, yeah, if you have strong opinions.
Go for it. Go for it.
Gordo's Taqueria,
The tea you made.
this is where my head is at. And yeah, the tea I made, dude, you just before I even talk about like merch or whatever, like you just gotta go there. This is like death, like my last meal. Super chili verde. I was a big grilled chicken fan growing up. And then switched to Super Chili Verde. Me and my best friend were like, dude, we should try other things on the menu. He put me onto it. You can get three different types of tortillas, spinach, tomato. They steam their tortillas with cheese, which is Dos Toros copied it. It is by far the best burrito, and you have to go. I will personally buy your burrito once you get there. I have like a gift card with, like I bought it during COVID that just has like a friend's balance. So like if you go, I just evangelize. I'm like, dude, my treat. You have to. It's incredible. And yeah, I made them a t-shirt during the pandemic because I was like, if they close down, I will. There's no point. Like that's the like catastrophic event that would shatter my world, the impending doom. So that's like probably like first stop, second stop when I go home back to the Bay is Gordo's. That's where I hang my hat, dude. That's where home is. It's like off the plane into Gordo's. I think their phone number is 510-528 Taco. So it's like real easy to call and that no, yeah, no, I'm a
Didn't
I
know.
love Gordo's.
Whoa.
There's like three businesses in my life that I am like Gordo's, Tip Top Barn Grill here in Bed-Stuy. I mean, those are the top two right now. And I love my bodega as well. Everyone loves their bodega. I've
They
also made
do.
my bodega man a t-shirt. Yeah.
Wait, really? You just pull up
He
and just go like, yeah.
well, he requested it. He like asked me, this was like a ritual. Like I used to teach at SVA and on my walk back, I'd get like a chicken over rice. And he'd be like, bro, you look tired. He's like 18 or like 17. He's like, bro, you look tired. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, what were you doing? And so we were talking about it. And he was like, yo, you teach design, make me a t-shirt. And he's like a huge anime like One Punch fan. So he wanted me to Photoshop his face onto Luffy's body
No way.
with like with King Ali. Yeah. I'll send you a photo of it. It's pretty crazy. So I just like I added, you know, added some flames, and he was pretty stoked. So
Dude,
yeah.
that's amazing. I guess you've changed my mind on merch again.
No merch, specific merch. I feel like, I mean, Nat King does this, right? Friend, like my coworker. We were all in the office the other day, and he made it was just on the table, and I was like, "What the? What is this?" And it was like Squarespace, and it was like Squarespace and like metal, like lettering. It was a tote bag, and I was like, "Dude, it was like sizzling how hot it was. It was incredible." And he just makes merch, and I'm like, "Dude, these one of one things." Are that's when I feel like it's really special. But the
Oh
like,
yeah, because I forgot Matt
you know,
started screen printing like out of his home for fun.
yeah, dude, he's doing all types of stuff. He's doing like print on demand, but like doing like limited runs. And that shit is hot. So he's like the merch guy for sure. He knows what's up. Yeah, I think that's the sweet spot is if you can make it unique. Kind of like, I mean, you guys are like screen printing. At the zine fair, we kind of like customized the tote bag,
Oh, we did.
makes it feel a bit more special. Yeah, I think that was I still use that tote bag. It's like my grocery.
Love
That
that.
one's a good one. Yeah, so keep going. But like the 1,000 like t-shirt just for a t-shirt, like when it's like we have this, you know, that's when it's like corporate merch. You're like, oh man, that's a lot. But
I love that you did this one punch thing. All I could think of was when I love that you brought up Ghibli in the beginning and One Punch at the end.
Yes.
I'm not even I'm not a manga guy, but suddenly I
Yeah,
just
so am
fell into it. I fell into it. I
I.
don't, I'm like, and I'm obsessed with it now,
Right.
but from afar, I can't go too deep. But I do love live action. So what's your take on One Punch that came out on Netflix?
So I don't even watch, yeah, I don't watch anime. I don't read manga. I just I've heard a lot of good things about like the new live action Avatar and stuff like that, but I actually can't speak on it because I haven't seen the animated one either. Either live action Avatar or One Punch, like One Punch, so I don't even really know. The character, I Googled Luffy when he was like, put me on Luffy's body. I had no idea what that was. But I think similarly, like you, if I were to get into it, I'd really get into it, you know, because it's all like, I feel like it's all the same story. Like it's all the hero's journey. And mangas are like hundreds of volumes. Like, so they really build the world. It's not that I wouldn't like it, it's more that I'm just scared of it. I would be addicted. Like you would never hear from me again. Like after that, this is it. This is the podcast. Like, damn, we used to have this guy on Wear Many Hats, and I just never heard from again after I put him on to after I
I
gave
don't
him some
know.
homework. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm into like live actions. Like for some odd reason I liked Cowboy Bebop live action, but I've never read Cowboy Bebop manga, or like I liked watching the Avatar The Last Airbender live action, but I've never read like anything. I don't know. But those that are they're obsessed, you know. I mean, I did grow up on Dragon Ball and, you know,
Oh,
Vegeta,
RIP.
RIP.
Yeah.
Dude, so many. So Richard Serra, you know, I mean, he's no manga, but you know,
Yes.
you're
Yeah,
like
yeah. That was like yesterday, right? Or two days. Yeah. Sad. I mean, we're getting old. I mean, they like the it's like the creator of Dragon Ball was what, in his 80s? Or yeah.
I don't.
I don't
Well,
know if
Richard
that's, yeah.
Serra, the thing was, Richard Serra was in his 80s, but he was always giving 60s. And
Right.
Dragon Ball, I think he was in his 60s,
Oh, he
but he
was
was giving,
68. Yeah,
yeah, but he
Akira
was giving
Toriyama is
80s.
68. Yeah. Damn. I just assumed because like we grew up with them, I'm like, they were probably, that means they were probably quite young when they, or relatively when they, I'm glad that they were able to enjoy such good reception, you know. Unlike like Miyazaki's a little older, I believe. So
Yeah, but
it's
oh
like,
man, but if once that, I mean, we won't go there, but once that happens,
no,
I
dude,
mean,
legends never die.
dude,
Legends never
legends
die.
never die. Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. Well, I'm glad that you told me where you'd hang your hat. That's great.
Yes.
But hats off to you and everything that you do for some Jasar Wear Many Hat Solutions. If you love doing merch, you should make some Wear Many Hats merch.
Okay, I can do a one of one.
Yeah, one of one's
Yeah.
fine. Thank you.
Okay. M
We love
maybe I'll
basketball.
collab with someone on that. Yeah. Okay. Dope.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll chat. We'll chat.
Dude, let's go. Let's
I
go.
need to gather a little bit more from you, just like some inspiration.
Oh,
And then
dude.
the and it'll reveal itself.
You know, I'm not gonna bring this up, but I'm gonna bring this up. The design to
Yeah.
sell websites, like I remember when that came out and I was like, that was you and your team. I was like, god damn. So you know what, we're making t-shirts that are designed to sell and
You
keep
trust. Okay.
forever.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. It's like an AI prompt, bro. Just give me a few keywords and then
Okay,
I'll
GPT over
spit
here,
something out. Yeah,
Albert
yeah,
GPT. I love that.
yeah. Exactly. But we'll
Dude,
chat. We can get something for sure.
let's go. Albert, if you were to get a chest tattoo quote, what would it be?
Damn, that's a tough one. I have no tats, so it would Legends Never Die is probably a good one.
That's a good one.
With the S as a Z too.
Yeah, it's giving Romeo Must
Yeah.
Die. Yeah.
Cursive font. Or like, I mean, sorry, mom, probably. I'm Asian, you're Asian, we went over, you know, I feel like yeah. They'd probably be like, what? Legends? Never, yeah, they'd be confused. But they would get sorry, mom, and they'd be like probably even more confused, but
Oh
at least it
man.
comes from a good place. Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of those two.
Those are good ones. Those are really good ones. Albert, plug your socials. Where can people find you?
My
Because you're back
Reddit
online.
is yeah, my Reddit's nowhere to be found. My Instagram is just underscore Albert Chang. And that's about it. Yeah. I should start tweeting more. Yeah,
Or
I actually don't post that much, but yeah, Instagram is where you can find me. Underscore Albert Chang.
oh man, Twitter is really hard. I used to tweet for fun when Twitter was fun,
Yeah.
just talk your shit. But now
Yeah.
I have like I don't have that many followers, but like I have people that follow me that like I know IRL, and it's not fun anymore because like they see it and they're gonna be like, yo, I read that tweet. I'm like, yeah, usually people don't read these things. Like, damn.
Yeah. People that do that, you know, you should just block them. Like they're like, oh, dude, something you did online, I read your tweet, and that was, yeah. It's like nothing is sacred.
Oh, I was
So.
literally about to say that. I was about to say nothing is sacred anymore. And yes.
Yeah. Another good chest tat, to be
Yes.
honest. Like
Exactly.
provocative, but yeah.
A very true.
Thank you for having me on, dude. This has been fun. This has
Thank you
been
so much, Albert. Yeah, for coming on Wear Many
yeah.
Hats. I told you. I told you. This is how it'd be.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. We covered a lot of random things. I had no idea what to expect. It has been a very energizing hour, and I'm glad that you found the time, dude. You're on this world tour. Yeah, so it's an honor. I'm
Dude.
excited to make you that t-shirt.
Me too. All right. Until next time, this is Wear Many Hats presented by Jasar, and I'm Rashad. Peace.
Adios.